Nightshade by John Saul. Copyright 2000 by John Saul. Read by Chet Green. Performance copyright 2000 by Brilliance Corporation. All rights reserved.
Nightshade for Coco Vera and Michael Alexander. Welcome to our world. Prologue. The child lay still. Anyone observing it would have been certain it was sound asleep, but it was not. For long ago, so long ago that there was no memory of how it began, the child's mind had learned to defend itself from the agony that the body it inhabited was forced to bear. Someday, in a future so far away that the barely formed mind could not begin to comprehend it, it might be able to defend the body too, but not yet. For now, all the mind could do was retreat from the enemy, hiding deep inside the body, leaving the body to bear the pain as best it could. Now the child's mind hovered on the fringe of consciousness, neither fully awake nor fully asleep, but lurking furtively in some shadowy nether region, ready to drop back into unconsciousness if it sensed that the enemy was near. Beyond the eyelids, which the mind had learned very early to keep carefully closed, a growing brightness hinted that the terrors of the night would soon succumb to the onset of dawn. But what about the terrors of the day? The mind shifted its attention to the ears, sifting through the sounds, sorting them, searching for signals of danger. Nothing threatened. Only a voice. Laughing. A bird. Singing. The mind ventured closer to full consciousness. It allowed the eyes to open. Just the tiniest crack. Brilliant yellow light flowed through the single small window. The mind edged further into wakefulness. Then a new sound. The creaking of an unoiled hinge on a sagging door rasped in the child's ears, and the mind darted back, shying instinctively away from the noise that so often signaled approaching danger. It closed the eyes again, lest they betray the mind's presence. The creaking sound stopped, but the mind cowered where it was, ready to retreat into the black safety of unconsciousness at any moment. Another sound came. Click, click, click. The mind hesitated, still waiting, warily listening. The sound came again. Click, click, click. The sound drew closer and closer, and the mind, uncertain, waited. The click, click, click stopped. And a familiar scent filled the child's nostrils, a scent that instantly eased some of the fear in the child's mind. Doggy? The mind let the child whisper as the animal's tongue lapped at its face. The furry mass of one of the animal's forepaws left the cracked cement floor upon which its claws had been clicking and gently prodded the child. The child's eyes opened, and its arms wrapped around the animal's neck. Nice doggy, the child whispered as it peered into the dog's great brown eyes. The dog whimpered, its tongue slurping across the child's face again. The child giggled as its fingers stroked the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?